Hi, this is Sarah. Let's be honest, you probably didn't wake up this morning thinking about transgender athletes, bathrooms, or pronouns. Most Americans don't. But somehow, these topics are front and center, again. And Donald Trump is leading the charge. Why? Why so much energy aimed at such a small group of people? Here's a fact that might surprise you. Less than 1% of the U.S. population identifies as transgender. And yet, they've been turned into the centerpiece of a national culture war. They're painted as a threat to kids, to sports, to American values. But if we step back, it's hard not to see what's really going on. This isn't about safety. This isn't about fairness. And it definitely isn't about protecting children. This is about distraction, manufactured outrage, a political magician yelling, "Look over here!" while the real story unfolds somewhere else. And what is that real story? Well, Trump is facing mounting legal trouble, criminal indictments, civil fraud cases, ongoing investigations. His campaign is spending more money on lawyers than outreach. So when things get tense, he changes the subject. He's done it before. Immigrants were once the scapegoat. Then it was crime in Democrat cities. Now it's transgender people. It's the same playbook. Find a vulnerable group, stir up fear, and make headlines. The sad truth is that real people, with real families, real dreams, and real challenges, get caught in the crossfire. Transgender Americans aren't asking for special treatment. They're asking to be left alone, to live, to work, to raise kids, go to school, serve in the military, and just be. And they already face more than their share of hardship. Higher rates of harassment, discrimination in housing and jobs, a tragically high rate of attempted suicide, especially among trans youth. So when politicians weaponize their existence for political gain, the cost isn't just rhetorical. It's personal. It's dangerous. And let's be clear. If you have questions about how to balance fairness in sports or how best to support young people, you're not alone. These are complex issues, but there's a difference between asking thoughtful questions and using fear as a campaign strategy. What's happening right now isn't about policy, it's about power. Trump isn't standing up for values. He's playing to a crowd and using human lives as props. The most patriotic thing we can do, see through it, refuse to be manipulated, focus on real issues. The economy, healthcare, education, the survival of democracy itself, instead of the latest outrage manufactured for ratings. Let's remember, freedom means the right to live without constant attack for simply being who you are. And leadership, real leadership, means solving problems, not creating enemies. Thanks for listening. Let's stay focused.